The public can pay their respects as the monarch lies in state during her full state funeral at Westminster Abbey. Although the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has not yet been scheduled, it is most likely to take place on September 19th. Buckingham Palace confirmed on Thursday that Queen Elizabeth II, the longest reigning monarch in British history, has passed away at age 96. Her eldest son and heir, the Prince of Wales, who becomes King Charles III, succeeds her. The palace will announce the official arrangements for her funeral and how to honor the late monarch in the upcoming days, but we already know that she will experience unprecedented levels of national mourning. She will receive a full state funeral. When will Queen Elizabeth be buried? Although the funeral has not yet been scheduled, it is most likely to take place on September 19th. Monday. The service was supposed to take place on the 10th day, but as the news of the Queen's passing from Balmoral just broke at 6:30 p.m, it will now take place on the 11th day. Where will Queen Elizabeth be buried? Before her funeral in Westminster Abbey, the public will have a chance to pay their respects as she lies in state at Westminster Hall. She will then be transported to Windsor Castle, where she will be laid to rest in St. George's Chapel alongside her adored parents, sister Princess Margaret, and the Duke of Edinburgh. How will the Queen's funeral proceed? The monarch actively participated in making arrangements for her funeral. The new king approved the plans, which have been in place for years. It is anticipated that the plans will be confirmed in the coming days, with services and processions displaying all the pomp and ceremony Britain is capable of. According to the original plans, military personnel would have lined the streets as the Queen's coffin was carried through the streets atop a gun carriage hauled by Navy ratings using ropes rather than horses. Senior family members are expected to lag behind. European royals, presidents, prime ministers, and prominent public personalities will be invited to congregate in the Abbey, which can accommodate a congregation of up to 2,000. A national 2-minute silence is anticipated to be observed throughout the ceremony, which will be presided over by the Dean of Westminster and will be broadcast on television. For a live-streamed committal service, the Queen's casket will be brought to St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. A private interment service with senior members of the royal family will take place later that evening. For a live-streamed committal service, the Queen's casket will be brought to St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, where will be Queen Elizabeth's final resting place. The King George VI Memorial Chapel, a wing of the main chapel where her parents and sister Princess Margaret's ashes were interred, will serve as the Queen's last resting place. The body of the Duke of Edinburgh will be removed from the royal vault to the Queen's of the Memorial Chapel. Where can I pay tribute to Queen Elizabeth? There will be church services held all around the nation, both online and in large public places. There will be books of condolence in the upcoming week. As the Queen's casket is moved in a procession in preparation for her funeral, members of the public will also be asked to pay their respects on the streets of London and Windsor. Guidelines on how the British public might participate in the time of national mourning have been released by Buckingham Palace. The public can pay their respects as the monarch lies in state during her full state funeral at Westminster Abbey. Although the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has not yet been scheduled, it is most likely to take place on September 19th. Buckingham Palace confirmed on Thursday that Queen Elizabeth II, the longest reigning monarch in British history, has passed away at age 96. Her eldest son and heir, the Prince of Wales, who becomes King Charles III, succeeds her. The palace will announce the official arrangements for her funeral and how to honor the late monarch in the upcoming days, but we already know that she will experience unprecedented levels of national mourning. She will receive a full state funeral. When will Queen Elizabeth be buried? Although the funeral has not yet been scheduled, it is most likely to take place on September 19th, Monday. The service was supposed to take place on the 10th day, but as the news of the Queen's passing from Balmoral just broke at 6:30 p.m, it will now take place on the 11th day. Where will Queen Elizabeth be buried? Before her funeral in Westminster Abbey, the public will have a chance to pay their respects as she lies in state at Westminster Hall. She will then be transported to Windsor Castle, where she will be laid to rest in St. George's Chapel alongside her adored parents, sister Princess Margaret, and the Duke of Edinburgh. How will the Queen's funeral proceed? The monarch actively participated in making arrangements for her funeral. The new king approved the plans, which have been in place for years. It is anticipated that the plans will be confirmed in the coming days, with services and processions displaying all the pomp and ceremony Britain is capable of. According to the original plans, military personnel would have lined the streets as the Queen's coffin was carried through the streets atop a gun carriage hauled by Navy ratings using ropes rather than horses. Senior family members are expected to lag behind. European royals, presidents, prime ministers, and prominent public personalities will be invited to congregate in the Abbey, which can accommodate a congregation of up to 2,000. A national 2-minute silence is anticipated to be observed throughout the ceremony, which will be presided over by the Dean of Westminster and will be broadcast on television. For a live-streamed committal service, the Queen's casket will be brought to St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. A private interment service with senior members of the royal family will take place later that evening. For a live-streamed committal service, the Queen's casket will be brought to St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, where will be Queen Elizabeth's final resting place. The King George VI Memorial Chapel, a wing of the main chapel where her parents and sister Princess Margaret's ashes were interred, will serve as the Queen's last resting place. The body of the Duke of Edinburgh will be removed from the royal vault to the Queen's of the Memorial Chapel. Where can I pay tribute to Queen Elizabeth? There will be church services held all around the nation, both online and in large public places. There will be books of condolence in the upcoming week. As the Queen's casket is moved in a procession in preparation for her funeral, members of the public will also be asked to pay their respects on the streets of London and Windsor. Guidelines on how the British public might participate in the time of national mourning have been released by Buckingham Palace.